Jimmy Wisner on monitor with La Playa. And Ernie Banks will be heard from in this half hour. Helen Hayes will talk, of course, about baseball. Ernie Banks will cite highlights from his distinguished acting career. Well, what do I know? Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. That's like saying the same thing in another way. The new Christy Minstrels. To be pretty important to have a theater named after you. Well, there's a Helen Hayes Theater, and the lady it's named for is often described as the first lady of the theater. Alan Jay interviewed her in Philadelphia, where she's appearing with the APA Repertory Company.
Helen Hayes, you've done everything in the theater conceivable, and now you're an author or authoress.
Well, who isn't? Everybody has a book out. I thought I'd be chic and miss it, but I joined the throng.
What's the name of it?
This is called On Reflection, and it's kind of an autobiography. It isn't written in any kind of consecutive order, because I can't do anything in order.
Did you write it yourself?
Oh, no. I wrote it with a collaborator, very good, with Goodwin Sanford Doty. Terribly good writer. And he turned all my aimless and strange chatter into the English language, and very nice English, too.
Alan Hayes, do you remember when you got started, if it was difficult, as it traditionally is for young actors and actresses?
No, it was not difficult in those days and as it is today. It was probably, we thought it was difficult in our day, but we didn't know anything about how difficult it can be. I was stopped as I left the theater last night by a beautiful, eager-faced young woman who said, "Have you any advice for young singers who are working and studying?" And I stood before feeling so sad and bleak. I didn't know what to say, because you don't like to say to hopeful young people, "Well, just cut out and run," because they can make it. But it's harder and harder every year for people to make it. Not because they lack the talent, but because there's no continuity of opportunity anymore for the young.
What do you tell people when they ask you if you're going to retire from the theater at any time in the near future?
I enthusiastically say, "I sure am," but then I always come back. I've taken now to announcing my retirement, hoping that I will be embarrassed into getting out of action, because it would be embarrassing to keep on, you know, like back in my early youth, I remember Adelina Patti, the singer, retired annually, and it got to be a kind of a universal joke. And I think that if I just say enough that I'm going to retire, I will be shamed into doing so.
How many years have you been in the theater now?
Let's see, 60 years.
What's the highlight? Can you think of one particular outstanding experience?
Immediately I think of Victoria Regina, because it was the public's favorite. I have a lot of other favorites in them, because it seems a great highlight to me.
Ellen Hayes, it's been just delightful speaking with you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and this is Alan Jay for Monitor.
New one by Jerry Vail. There's a baby.
There's a baby who was born as soft and warm as any other. And this little smile reminds you of his mother. But he cannot understand her frightened eyes when she cries. Can't we build a world where he is free to live?
tiny little bit of flat stuff there. At 16 minutes past the hour, you're on the monitor beacon.
Gimbel's Customary Upholstery.
Hello. Is it true you're having a big sale?
You bet it is. It's Gimbel's clearance on customary upholstery, with enormous reductions on thousands of yards of a select group of reupholstery fabrics. You'll save $40 on a chair, $80 to $100 on a sofa. Last week, reupholstering a chair in these lovely fabrics cost $118. Sofas, $219 to $239. Now, a chair in the very same fabrics is $74. A sofa, only $138. Lots of patterns and colors. You can take a year or more to pay, but quantities are limited. So come to Gimbel's New York or phone right now for a shop-at-home appointment.
May I shop at home any day I prefer?
Sure, any day at all. Just phone Murray Hill 77500. That's MU77500. Murray Hill 77500. You'll save $40 to $100. WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Here's Maggie Flynn on monitor by Hugo and Luigi. Baseball's big guns heads into the war zone. Next up on Monitor Sports, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other day, I invited my brother-in-law, Kevin, over to see my new pop-art painting by Picasso. He said, Phil, that's nothing but a great big red and white State Farm bumper sticker. What's it supposed to mean? I'll tell you, Kevin, I says, that big sticker means that my house and everything in it is protected by State Farm Fire and Casualty in case of fire, storm, burglars. It can even protect me in the event of a liability lawsuit. And it also means that I save money because State Farm, the world's biggest home insurer, is famous for low rates. Kevin took a real close look at the painting. Well, he said, I must admit that it does reveal a perfect relationship of color value, composition unity, and polychromatic technique. It could only have been done by Picasso. Right, Kevin, I said. Ralph Picasso, my State Farm agent.
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
A group of Major League Baseball players left San Francisco for Vietnam this week. Monitor reporter Gene DeCardo spoke to one of them at the airport.
Ernie Banks, you're leaving in just a short time for a 17-day tour of Vietnam, American overseas bases, catching you kind of on the run. Ernie, I don't know when I've seen a guy with so much enthusiasm as you seem to pack about almost any given subject, politics included.
Well, when you play for the Cubs and live in Chicago, you must have a lot of enthusiasm. And when I get away from there, I'm pretty anxious to get back.
Let's talk about the big bat. You have now career home runs 474, and you're still a spry 37-year-old with a lot of baseball yet to go. Are you going to crack the magic 500 number?
I would like to. That is my ultimate goal for 1969. I'm looking forward to, of course, playing a World Series for the Chicago Cubs. 500 home runs is a great goal to shoot for. There's a lot of great players who have hit 500 home runs, and I certainly like to be a part of that tremendous group.
You seriously think the Cubs will be in some kind of contention in 69?
I definitely think so. We have the type of ball club with great enthusiasm. We have a club with a great leader and manager, Leo DeRocher. And we have a type of ball club that is right now to win the National League pennant, the club that's really hungry and ready to go.
Ernie, you've played against a lot of pitchers, good and bad, and as you look over some of the big balls that you've hit next season, trying to make up to 500, who are some of the powerful pitchers that have given you a bad time in your 16-year career with the Cubs?
Well, a young man with the St. Louis Cardinals, number 45, Bob Gibson, has given me a lot of trouble over my career. He's the type of pitcher that has tremendous control. He's the type of pitcher that has that die-hard, win-type attitude, and he is real bitter when he gets on the mound. Don Juan Marichal of the San Francisco Giants has been another tough pitcher for me to hit. He has that unusual-type delivery and great speed and great finesse. These two pitchers have given me a lot of trouble over the years, along with Sandy Koufax and Drysdale, just to name a few.
Ernie, what are you going to be doing in Vietnam?
We're going to be visiting most of the USO camps in Vietnam, and we'll be more or less a goodwill tour, signing baseball and bats, and trying to build a little morale for the young fellows in Vietnam.
Much luck to you and in the upcoming season.
Thank you very much.
Gene DeCardo for Monitor Sports.
Now a word about DuPont Xerox antifreeze.
Bat was the sound of a temperature fall recorded last year at Telegraph Creek, Montana. A bone-chilling drop of 56 degrees in one day. But no matter how fast or far the temperature falls, DuPont Xerox antifreeze protects your car against freeze-ups because the temperature never drops below Xerox. Remember, the temperature never drops below Xerox.
Petula Clark and one of her latest hits, Look to the Sky.
Look to the sky when it's raining. See how the clouds up above, like a heart without love, can hold the tears that crying. Now what's the use of complaining? Why should I cry? 'Cause you just said goodbye, and I know how love is really dying. What's done is done. I'll just go on and face the days the future brings. You had your fun, and now you're gone. Your fun, and now you're gone. It's time for me to spread my wings. Oh, look to the sky and you'll see me. Free as a bird, I can roam in a dream of my own until I find my own true.
Later tonight, in the Second Sunday series, The Sexual Revolution. Well, I mean, it won't actually be fought on radio. It'll be discussed by authorities in the field of social behavior. There'll also be a panel of teenagers, authorities on their own behavior. Later tonight, find out about the changing sex patterns of modern Americans. And a gun. In eastern Montana and northern Wyoming, a man can hear us on station KGHL, Billings, Montana. Attention, all listeners, we'll be back. Morgan for Monitor. Morgan and Monitor on November 10th. And you can tell Thanksgiving's just a couple of weeks away. The New York stores are putting up their Christmas decorations. It's a sure sign of something, and it's too early to be a sign of Christmas. One store actually started in August. The end of August, a very well-known store. I hate to mention their name, so I won't. The U.S. Double Quartet gets us in a holiday mood for whatever you're celebrating. Walking Along and The Happy Wanderer.
Walking along my merry way, singing a song, I will be gay. Oh, happy day, I'm just walking along.
temperature.
It's a good thing I put DuPont Xerox antifreeze in my car. The temperature never drops below Xerox.
Marilyn Vanderburgh finds out about memory isometrics in 1 minute. But first, this word about Carpet Certified 501 by DuPont.
You know, most decorating books suggest building your room around a carpet. But for anybody on a tight budget, that's a pretty frightening thought. So here's a clue that'll let you start with the carpet without giving up everything else. Look for the 501 certification mark. You'll find the 501 mark on lots and lots of carpets, in just about any style and texture and color you can think of. And every carpet that wears the 501 certification mark has met DuPont standards for 100% nylon pile, pile weight, backing strength, and resistance to pilling and fading. What's more, a 501 certified carpet can put up with all kinds of wear and tear. So go ahead and start out right with one of the durable, practical carpets that wears the 501 certification mark. A carpet certified 501 will fit into almost any budget without straining. This is Marilyn Vanderburgh. How is your memory? Do you forget names easily? Birthdays, anniversaries, numbers? Well, my guest right now can help all of us develop a better memory. He's a lecturer, author, and has his own school of memory in New York City, the Harry Lorraine School of Memory. I think all of us at one time or another have had that very embarrassing moment when we're about to introduce a person that we've met before and the name is just gone. What's your system for remembering names?
Well, I have five specific rules that I tell people that if you apply them to names and faces specifically, it would better your memory for at least 25 or 35%. Then learning my systems would take care of the other 65 or 70%. But I don't know if we have time for the five rules here, but the first rule is be sure you hear the name. You see, it's my contention that the phrase "I forgot" should not be in the English language. There is no such thing. It should be substituted with the phrase "I didn't remember in the first place."
Yes.
You know, you very often walk into a cocktail party, let's use that as an example, and the hostess will take you over to somebody and say, Miss Vanderburgh, meet Mr. So, I mean, that's what you hear.
Yes.
And usually what happens is you feel, well, I'm not going to meet this person again anyway. Why bother?
So
why?
You don't really want to remember.
Exactly. You don't try to. And, of course, you meet the person the next day, and that's why a lot of people use phrases or words like sweetheart, darling. It's not because they're so romantic. It's just because they forgot the name, you see.
So you should repeat the name?
Well, the first rule is make sure you hear it.
Yes.
The second rule is repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
The third rule is try to spell it. See, that etches it into your memory.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, what you're doing here really is you're flattering the person. You see, a person's name is his most prized possession. And if you make a little fuss about it, like say, gee, how do you spell that? You know, is it S-M-I-T-H? You know, is the standard exam? They're going to love you just for trying for thinking about the name.
Right.
The fourth rule is that if it's a common name or a non-common name or a name similar to one you've heard, mention that fact. Mention any fact about it. Again, it etches it into your memory.
Yes.
Another rule is to use it in your conversation. Most people do not. Why? Because they don't know it, you see.
Yes.
Thing is, to use it in your conversation when apropos. I don't mean to keep repeating it like an idiot, you know, but when apropos. And finally, the last rule is use it when you say goodnight.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say goodnight, darling. You say goodnight, Miss so-and-so. If you apply those five rules, you know what it does? It gets down to my phrase that I've invented for memory. All memory is based on original awareness, you see. What that means is what I've just said. Anything you are originally aware of, anything that registers in your mind, you must remember. There's no such thing as forgetting it. It's the things you never remember in the first place you have trouble with.
Then you feel that the main reason people don't remember names is because they don't want to. They feel that they'll never see people again.
Don't want to, lack of interest, mm-hmm. and third, and this is where I come in, they don't know how.
Yes.
They just don't know how. There is a specific way of remembering as there are specific ways of doing anything, really.
My guest has been Harry Lorraine, memory expert and author of his own Memory Isometrics course.
What's her name? We'll be back with what's his name and more on whatchamacallit later this afternoon. Now this from, this one I know, DuPont.
Do you have a room that needs a facelift? Well, you can give it a whole new personality just by changing the carpet. And that's where the 501 certification mark comes in. If the carpet's certified 501, you already know a lot about it. You know it can put up with almost any rough and tumble situation. You know it'll give you years and years of wear. And you know it won't put a dent in your budget. So if you have a room that needs help, give it a carpet certified 501 by DuPont.
Leapy Lee sings shortly here on the Monitor Beacon.
Gimbel's Customary Upholstery.
Hello. Is it true you're having a big sale?
You bet it is. It's Gimbel's clearance on customary upholstery, with enormous reductions on thousands of yards of a select group of reupholstery fabrics. You'll save $40 on a chair, $80 to $100 on a sofa. Last week, reupholstering a chair in these lovely fabrics cost $118. Sofas, $219 to $239. Now, a chair in the very same fabrics is $74. A sofa, only $138. Lots of patterns and colors. You can take a year or more to pay, but quantities are limited, so come to Gimbel's New York or phone right now for a shop-at-home appointment.
May I shop at home any day I prefer?
Sure, any day at all. Just phone Murray Hill 7-7500. That's MU7-7500. Murray Hill 7-7500. You'll save $40 to $100. WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Buddy Rich sound. Now, Monitor and that really big hit by Leapy Lee, Little Arrows.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, cause they hurt a little. Pouring out of the blue, a little arrow's for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody, every now and then. Some folks are run and others hide, but there ain't nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go straight through. So you see, there's no escape, so why not face it and admit that you love those little arrows when they hurt a little bit. Here they come pouring out.
Does this in a way remind you of the old Liberace line about I cried all the way to the bank? Oui. Well, the proceeding was not a paid political announcement. Whatever happened to all those, anyhow? Last week, they were all over us like a swarm of bees. How quickly they forget. Free music. Stand by your man. Patty Page sings it.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, and he'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. Cold and lonely. Stand by your man and tell the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can.
Weekend series of close-ups of people and events. And it looks as if we've got a new vacation White House. Key Biscayne, Florida, is Richard Nixon's favorite spot for relaxing. We'll have a report from the President-elect's retreat brought to you by Chesterfield.
Regular and King.
Pleasure is a Chesterfield.
They satisfy. Always have.
Now here's Richard Valeriani with President-elect Nixon's party at Key Biscayne, Florida.
In his victory statement, President-elect Richard Nixon said the first objective of his administration would be to bring the country together again. In pursuit of that objective, one of his first moves was to bring the two major candidates together. Vice President Hubert Humphrey stopped off in Florida on his way to a Caribbean vacation and joined Mr. Nixon in sounding the call for national unity. The two men also reaffirmed their personal friendship, and Humphrey promised to help the new administration where he could. As a man who was elected with about 43% of the total vote and who will take office facing opposition majorities in both houses of Congress, the president-elect is obviously aware he will need all the cooperation he can get from the Democrats. Mr. Nixon indicated during the campaign he would include Democrats in his administration, probably even in the cabinet. But Nixon insiders describe as ridiculous speculation he might go so far as to offer the post of United Nations ambassador to Humphrey. A new president is going to make sure the man who serves as a spokesman for his policies at the UN reflects his own views without deviation. While the Democrats are likely to provide bipartisan support for a settlement in Vietnam, at least at the outset, they may soon part company with the new administration on other foreign policy matters. There are differences, for example, on the approach to arms control and the ratification of the treaty to stop the spread of nuclear weapons. On domestic policy, the divergence of views is even wider. The president-elect will get a first-hand account of some of the partisan problems he faces when he holds his first meeting with the congressional leadership in early December. Richard Valeriani, NBC News, with the president-elect in Key Biscayne, Florida.
Ring Around the World was also brought to you by State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other day, I called my State Farm agent. Hey, Phil, he said, I sure hope you're satisfied with the low cost of your State Farm fire and casualty homeowners policy. Yeah, I said, it's perfect protection for my sprawling ranch house. Ranch house, he said, I thought your house had two stories. That, Ralph, is the reason I called you.
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Love is like candy on a shelf. You want to taste, then help yourself.
The sweetest things are there for you. Help yourself.
Take a few.
The Enoch Light Singers with Help Yourself.
Thank you.
Chet Atkins. Slick. NBC News on the Hour is next, then there'll be more Morgan. I am Monitor.
The more we hear, the more we learn. To keep well informed is a major concern. So listen for things that are happening on NBC.
Tomorrow, Macy's celebrates Veterans Day with a spectacular floor-wide sale of fine furniture and bedding. Starting tomorrow, Macy's reduces prices on $3 million worth of furniture for every room in your home. And this huge sale is filled with groups and single pieces by famous makers. Drexel, Broyhill, Bassett, Kraler, Directional, Stratolounger, and more. Tomorrow, Macy's sale prices bedroom groups as low as $199. Save on dozens of living room groups. Lounge chairs with loose cushions are sale priced at only $59.95 at Macy's. And you'll see more low sale prices on desks, tables, break fronts, wall units, starting tomorrow. You'll find great bedding buys at Macy's, too. For example, a Macy's own super firm tufted mattress, regularly $59.95, is yours for just $39.95, a saving of $20. Charge it on your Macy account at Macy's Veterans Day sale of fine furniture and bedding. Remember, it starts tomorrow. Come early and save at the Macy's near you. All Macy's stores open late Monday.
The funniest thing about the Gerhardt Show is Gerhardt. Weekdays, noon to 3, on WNBC, Radio 66, New York.